Today we hear once again that familiar story of the Magi. We don't know exactly who they were, if they were kings, astrologers, whatnot, but they were important people from the neighboring countries around Israel, we think. And so they would have been very familiar with the constellations and the night sky and how they shift and change throughout the weeks and months. And so something unusual would have certainly stuck out for them. And on this night, they see that star that's out of place. And so they probably would have began their journey weeks before to follow that star, being somewhat familiar with the Old Testament scriptures and the prophecies that a Messiah was to be born soon in Judea. And so they followed that star to Israel, but they had to find out exactly what town. And so, as any dignitary would do when you visit a foreign country, the first thing you do is meet the leader of that country to tell him you're here. Introduce yourself, perhaps, so to speak. And so they met with Herod and with his advisors, who told the wise men that it was in Bethlehem that this child was to be born. And so they sent out, and they found the child with Mary. And so they gave of themselves the gifts that they had brought, worthy of a king, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But really the greatest gift that they gave to the king, Jesus our king, was the gift of themselves and the time that they spent with this child, adoring him, the Son of God, who had come to save all people from their sins. We all know that we also have that opportunity each and every day here at Resurrection to do the same thing, to come before our King and Savior Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, in our tabernacles, in any church throughout the world, but especially here in our perpetual adoration chapel where we bring Jesus out so that we can gaze and wonder on the Messiah who's hidden under the appearance of bread and wine. And so every year we like to promote and talk a little bit about that great opportunity for prayer that we have here at Resurrection. And again, this year we're looking for new adorers that would be willing to sit with the Lord for an hour each week. The reason is that we have openings again this year because some of our past adorers in the last year who have come so faithfully have passed on and are now inheriting their reward of eternal life with the Lord and are adoring him in eternity in great joy. And some of our adorers have moved away because of jobs or whatever, and some have just become homebound in their later years and cannot go out anymore. And so we do have some openings to fill, and we'd like to keep our perpetual adoration here at Resurrection going and going strong because there are so many blessings and benefits from the Lord for our parish and for our community and also for those individual adorers who come to worship him. You know, many who have never experienced the blessings of sitting in the Lord's presence may wonder, you know, what are those blessings? What are those benefits that we receive? And they're really anything good that you can think of. You know, I could spend an hour telling all the stories that I've heard from adorers who have come to the Lord and have asked for favors or blessings or help in some way and have received it. But I just share with you today one of a friend that I had in college that I knew very well, and he had some mental health issues, depression and anxiety that were clinically diagnosed. And they were being treated. His doctor was helping him by prescribing medication. He also had some therapy and counseling going on that were helping him through these times or those times in the past. But he was disappointed because even though they were helping him a little bit, he knew he had a long way to go and life was really a struggle for him at that time. So myself and his other friends are trying to support him the best we could, but he complained to me one day that he was really struggling And I suggested, well, you know, I had been going up to the Newman Center on my college campus and sitting with the Lord a little bit in his presence. And I found that to be very helpful and very peaceful for me personally in my own life. And so I suggested that he maybe give that a try, that maybe that was the piece that was missing that he needed. And so he said, okay, well, I'm willing to try anything at this point. And so he did. And I remember him coming back to me the next day, and he was sharing with me what a joyful experience that was. He shared with me that the peace and the healing that he received from just this one visit to the Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, sitting in front of his presence in the Eucharist, in the tabernacle, was like nothing that he had ever experienced before in his life, even in his own personal prayer at home. And he said it really helped him on his healing journey. Because of that, he still goes up each and every day to sit with the Lord and to pray with him. I asked him recently, I had touched base and reconnected with him during the Christmas season, and asked him why he kept coming back so frequently. And he said that he discovered way back in those college years that he just cannot manage his life without the Lord. He cannot live well without the peace and the healing that he receives when he goes in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You know, I started thinking about his experience, and it reminded me in a different way of the time that I went in for my annual checkup with my doctor, and I found that the doctor told me, like many in the Northern Hemisphere around the world, that all of us are deficient in the vitamin of D3. And that particular vitamin helps our mood. You know, when we don't have it, it affects our mood in a negative way and our ability to handle those daily stresses in our life. So when we're deficient, we may struggle with a little bit. And the doctor was telling me that during these winter months, everyone is deficient of it. And so he'd like me and everyone to take a D3 supplement. So I said to him, well, that's great. You know, I'm not very good at remembering, you know, things I do have to do every single day. And so that might be a challenge for me, having to take a pill every single day. And he said, no, it's just during these couple months of winter. He said, in the summer and even in the spring and the fall, he said, all you have to do is go outside because we get that vitamin D3 from sunshine. And all you have to do is go out and sit in the sun for 5 minutes or walk or do something where you're exposed to the sunshine and your body will absorb it and use that vitamin. And I thought that when he was telling me that, I thought, you know, that's so what adoration is like. We come, we sit in the sunshine, so to speak, of the Lord's presence, of the Eucharist, letting him fill us with his peaceful love. And we share with him, of course, those struggles that are on our heart or that we're dealing with in life, and also give him thanks for all his blessings. And in return, we receive that forgiveness and strength in our hearts. And we have to do nothing more than sit there and be with him to receive that. We may feel that every time we come to the Lord, even at Mass, that, well, I don't really feel it today. But that's okay, because the Lord is still doing that work in our souls just by us coming into his presence. But we must come to receive, just like we do every Sunday at Mass. The good news is that whether we come to Mass or we go sit with the Lord in front of the tabernacle or in our Blessed Sacrament chapel, we can't lose anything by coming, but there's so much that we can gain if we come to the Lord humbly and with faith. We can only gain and grow in his love, being assured that Jesus will take care of all our worries and anxieties as a reward for coming to him with those things. And so today, I, along with our Adoration Committee, would like to invite you to consider signing up for and taking an hour a week to sit with the Lord in our Blessed Sacrament Chapel. We don't have to be afraid or wonder, oh my gosh, do I have the time for that? I'm so busy already. If we give to the Lord will take care of all those things for us. And so we never have to be afraid, for the Lord loves us and he loves to have us come to visit with him. And the hour does move very quickly if we keep at it. And of course, subs are always available if something comes up in life like it does from time to time. And so at the end of your pews today, we have some forms. I'd ask you to pass them down at this time. If you just give them a quick read over and during the Mass today, if you could just pray about it and think about it. And then we'll have pass the baskets after communion and collect those forms. So if the Lord inspires you to sign up, please do. Next week, we'll have a special guest. Father Zachary will be coming from the SALT community to preach at all of our Masses. Father Zachary goes around the country every year, that's all he does, to preach about perpetual adoration and the benefits and the beauty of it and the effects that it can have in our lives. And so he'll be speaking at all the Masses next weekend. So we'll just take a few minutes to read over that form at this time.